The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 2.
What happened next, Granny Gráinne? Did you find the cauldron? Did the druid help you find the pirate?
So many questions, Machree.
Granny, you said you'd tell me.
And I will, my child. Now settle in.
All right.
Where did I leave off? Ah, yes. The druid had sent me a dream, a vision about the Cauldron of Dagda, an ancient magic that ensured our land would always have enough food for our tribe. According to the legend, with it gone, the nets would become empty, the crops would fail. Tales that it turned out were all too true.
It wasn't just a dream, Flaherty. It was real.
People have dreams that seem real all the time. You were just tired, Gráinne.
So how do you explain this, then?
It's a necklace with a metal fragment on it.
In my dream, the druid gave it to me.
It doesn't look particularly magical, Gráinne. Are you sure it isn't just an old necklace that was lost, that you found on the floor of your room?
Why won't you believe me?
Put them up over there, look.
How's the catch today, Sean?
Huh? Flaherty, Gráinne. No luck again today. It's like the fish have all disappeared.
What do you mean?
3 days in a row and not a fish to be caught.
It's probably just a storm further out at seas. I'm sure tomorrow the fish will be back.
I hope so. Been at sea all my life and I've never seen anything like this. Hopefully. Tomorrow will be better. Otherwise, we'll all be relying on the harvest for winter. Hi.
Believe me now.
It's just a coincidence, Gráinne. Nothing more.
Fine. If you won't believe me, I'll find someone who will. Come on, Madra.
Gráinne.
Pancho.
Gráinne, wait.
Donal, count the hides as they get loaded, and the wool. We need to pack the cargo area tight on the boats.
Aye, Father. Seamus, will you look after the second boat? And I'll start in the first one.
Oh, good man yourself. And listen to me. Later on now, I'll show you the route on me map. What do you think of that?
It was a fair wind that blew you into us in Galway, Seamus. With the reports from the other traders, I feel safer with you on board.
I know these waters like the back of my hand, Chief. Now, with all day roaming them, isn't it better to be safe now than sorry, huh? I'll make sure we steer a safe course. I'll tell you now, wasn't it fate that we met?
I believe we make our own luck, Seamus. But I'm glad I have you on board. We can't afford to lose this cargo. Donal, oversee these men. I have to check and see if there's anything else we can take from the storehouse.
Dad!
Gráinne, what brings you down here?
Who's Alday?
Nothing for you to worry about. Old Seamus here used to live out in Galicia. And he'll make sure we avoid the waters he sails in. A harmless pirate, we'll outsmart like we always do. Where did you get that necklace, Gráinne? It's glowing.
It's what?
It must be the sunlight. Let's step away from the harbour, Gráinne. I don't want the men being spooked by a bit of sea sparkle this close to us leaving.
The druid said that it would lead me to the cauldron. Dad, I need you to bring me with you.
What? Is this about the dream? Your mother mentioned it, Gráinne, and there's nothing to worry about.
If there's nothing to worry about, then take me with you. Donal and Flaherty are both going.
We've been through this before, Gráinne. You're a good sailor, but the open sea is no place for any woman, much less my daughter. I need you to stay here while I'm away.
You said it yourself, Dad. I'm a good sailor. Why won't you...
You know why. Because I have a crew to think about, Gráinne. The men won't sail with a woman.
But Dad...
But Dad, nothing. I need you to take care of your mother, Gráinne. Don't push me on this. Or there will be consequences.
Dad!
Enough! You will do as you're told, Gráinne. I don't have time for this.
We're on our own, Madra. But I'm not giving up. That man mentioned Alday, and the necklace glowed as soon as I asked to go on the boat. We have no time to lose. Flaherty, I need to talk to you.
Finally. I've been looking everywhere for you. Look, I'm sorry about what happened on the beach.
It doesn't matter. I need your help.
With what?
I need to get on one of my dad's boats.
No way.
Hear me out. The druid said...
This is still about that stupid dream.
Flaherty!
No, Grania. You've dragged me into every one of your crazy adventures since we were little. Enough is enough. Don't you get it? My parents asked for this. I asked for this. This voyage is the start of something for me. A career. If I do what you ask, your father will send me away. Is that what you want?
No, I didn't...
Think. Please. I need this, Grania. I was looking for you because the tides have changed. We are leaving sooner than we thought. Tonight. I came to say goodbye. Can't you be happy for me?
Flaherty.
I'll see you when I get back.
Flaherty. Well, I think we can agree that didn't go well, Madra. Tarnshaw, we have one more shot. I'm not giving up yet.
So let me get this straight. A druid visited you and told you that an ancient treasure was stolen from the forest and that we have until the full moon to return it. Otherwise, we face famine and death. Did I get that right?
Look, I know it sounds...
Mad.
Slightly improbable, but...
You're sure it's true?
Yes.
Then I believe you.
You do?
Of course I do. I've known you all your life, Grania. I'm always going to believe in you.
So you'll help me?
I will.
You will help me get on one of the boats?
No.
But you just said...
That I believe you. Yes, that I'd help you. Always. But you're still my little sister. You're not going on that boat, Grania.
Then...
Flaherty and I will handle this, Grania. We'll search for Aldea on our way back from Lisbon. We'll find the cauldron. Bring it home. You're not risking your life. I won't let you.
The druid said... You can't stop me, Donal. I'll find a way.
That part, I know. I'm sorry about this.
Donal!
I'm sorry, Grania.
Donal!
But I know you too well. I'll leave the key with someone in the harbour. They'll release you as soon as the boat sails.
Let me out!
Sorry, Grania. But this time you have to trust me.
Donal! Oh, Madra. What do we do now?
How did you get out, Granny Grania? Did Donal come back? Did he sail away without you?
From Donal's window, I could see the boats in the harbour and the rest of the village lining up on the pier to wave them off. I was trapped. No way out. Unless...
How did you escape?
Ah, Machri. That is a story for next time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen Season 2 was produced by Roundstone Media for RTE Radio Junior. The series is funded by RTE Radio and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.